Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you've joined us as we are going to be concluding this great interview with my good friend, Pastor Steve Castle of the Beloved Church in Lena, Illinois. This is part three of a great interview. And if you missed any, and I mean any, of the preceding two episodes, well, you just need to go back and catch up. Pastor Steve was the first pastor in America to file legal challenges against the illegal executive orders during the pandemic, which shut down churches in America. And he caught, well, basically hell from peers and foes alike. Today, as we conclude our discussion, Pastor Steve will be sharing, among other things, how we've entered the last of the last days, but this is also the beginning of the Great Awakening that has been prayed for in America for years. So much opposition to the Word of God is happening right now. It will require true brothers and sisters in Christ to stand up to the demonic opposition being imposed by corrupt politicians and take a stand for Jesus. Amen? All right, enough of me talking. Let's jump back into the interview now with Pastor Steve Castle. Do you see the church as entering a period of revival right now because of all the chaos going on around us?
I don't think revival is a strong enough word. I honestly believe, and this is, and I know I'm getting way out there, and I don't know what the response is going to be to your show after this, but I honestly believe that we are in the Great Awakening. I've heard other preachers say the third Great Awakening, because we've had two Great Awakenings. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I honestly believe that we are in the Great Awakening.
Praise the
Lord. And the reason I use the is because this is it. This is the awakening that takes us into the millennium.
Amen.
This is what I believe is the precursor for the Lord's return and for him to establish for the 1,000 years in this world. And I don't want to have time to get into all of the end time stuff that goes with that. But the fact that God established 2,000 years ago through the Ascension, through the Great Commission, that we were supposed to be making disciples of nations. And so many preachers have completely missed that.
Oh, yeah.
We are supposed to be discipling nations. The word disciple means to bring into discipline. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be bringing into discipline nations. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the aspect that he himself said was going to fight against the gates of hell. And so many people, that's in Matthew 16, when Peter made that enormous revelation through the Father that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus blessed him. Way to go, Peter. But then he said, the church is going to be the power that is going to go against the gates of hell. Most folks don't get this because they think, well, I'm a Christian. I'm going to fight against the gates of hell. I'm going to get my little prayer, my little intercessory prayer group together, and we're going to go to war against the principalities over our region. Good luck, sister. Hope that works out for you. Most of these people that I know, they're these intercessory prayer people that get together with their five little pals. They've been praying for the same things for 37 years, yep. And ain't a lick of it ever been done. Not a lick of it. It's spiritual aspirin. They know there's a headache in our nation, and so they're just doing their, well, I'm a prayer intercessor. There ain't nowhere in the scriptures anybody was commanded to be an intercessor. We were commanded to go out and make disciples. That's what we're supposed Amen. To be doing. And so I believe we're going into what the Lord has ordained for it to happen. And all of this evil and this negative, you know, this communism takeover, the socialism agenda, the BLM, the Antifa, the anarchists, the deep state, the cabal, the central banking systems that have manipulated our financial systems, this deep swamp creature of American politics. I mean, it's so bad. It's in the judicial system. It's in the FBI. I mean, if you're paying attention to the news, you just found out that the FBI basically works for Satan. I mean, they literally get their orders from Satan, and they go out and on purpose try to cause problems and mayhem and issues in our nation and in our world. Like, all of this, in my opinion, all of this is coming to a precipice where people are going to be like, wait a minute, our world is evil. I just honestly believe there's a bunch of people who's like, well, it's not that bad.
Well, that's what amazes me.
All of this is coming together. And now, and what the Lord is going to do, I believe that as all the we the people are doing the Great Commission under the name inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that there are going to be things when light goes into darkness, there's no fight.
Yeah.
The darkness don't fight the light. The light just outshines the darkness. Mm-hmm. And I believe that as people are waking up and people are being illuminated and having revelations of what how things are really supposed to be, that it's just going to start changing things, that the evil players are going to fall, that they're going to bow the knee, because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we're going to slowly, probably at first, but we're going to slowly start to see these things happening.
Amen.
And those that are watching the political landscape, you know, you can put whatever spin you want to on this, you know, Trump coming back and taking the House and these are very low hanging fruits. Yeah. I don't give a rip if Trump is back in office. I don't care if we take the House. I don't care if we take the Senate. Obviously, those are things that probably need to be done in order for us to bring benefits to our country. But that is very low hanging fruit. The high fruit is to get the truth, the revelation of the finished work of the cross, the lordship of Jesus Christ into the hearts and minds of mankind, and to get people back into a righteous way of thinking and living.
Yep. And like I said, it amazes me how clearly we can see events accelerating to what the Bible calls the last days and soon return of Jesus. But yet it seems like nobody wants to discuss any of that. It's almost as if they're afraid, literally, of scaring the hell out of somebody, you know. But that's really what's needed right now, is to scare the hell out of everybody and get them born again so they're not going to hell, instead of traveling down the path towards hell, you know. And it all relates to what you said, is the finished work on the cross. You know, Jesus accomplished it all and told us, go forth and occupy till he returns. I think the church has basically abdicated that responsibility and raised the white flag and surrendered society to the devil, you know.
And some of these folks, these end times guys and gals that are out there, you know, promoting their materials so that they'll get rich, a lot of them literally, I believe, it sounds like they're literally praying for and believing for it to get worse.
Mm.
Like, that's actually what they believe. Well, come on, Antichrist, you know, come and rule over people so we can all go get in our bomb shelters and eat our spam and drink our bottled water and keep our AR-15s clean. Like, they literally believe are anticipating things to get worse and worse and worse. Like, what scripture is that? What promise of God? When were we as the church ever told on purpose to believe for, to pray for, to go out and declare and promote and proclaim to people that it's supposed to get worse and worse and worse and worse?
Mm.
No, nowhere. Yeah. The best is yet to come. It has always been the gospel, the good news is always about things getting gooder. If it's good news, it's about things getting gooder. It should be really clear. But these end times folks are like, and they're taking these obscure scriptures, and in my opinion, they're taking them way out of context, and they're saying, "Oh God, like we're all going to get stung by the big beast, and you know, Revelation 17, and we're going to 3 days, we're all going to be on the ground, you know, even in pain and like it is so ridiculous to me." To think that the heart of God is like, hey, I'm going to raise up the greatest people that have ever existed. I'm going to fill them with my spirit. I'm going to give them all the wisdom of, I'm going to give them my actual mind, my way of thinking, the mind of Christ. And I'm going to send them out into a dark world. And I'm going to believe that they are going to overcome all the things that the enemy does. Well, wait, except for the end times. Big asterisk. Let's just put this big asterisk here, you know, for whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, or non-trib, or whatever, you either believe that 3.5 years or 7 years or whatever your language is, you have to believe in an asterisk. That we're supposed to be doing all these gospel things. We're supposed to be doing all these great commission things. We're supposed to be doing all these incredible things until
the very end.
Yeah, everything, you know, all of the plans of God, they cease. All the promises of God, they cease. All the things that God told us to do, you know, he puts a big halt on it. Like, nope, stop. Don't do that. Let everybody go to hell. Just go hide in your closet. Like, it is so incongruent with the heart of God. It is so incongruent with simple things like John 3:16, go into all the world.
Amen.
God sent his son. We are the sons of God. Amen. We are the children of God. And so if John 3:16 was true for Jesus, it's true for us and it's true for all time. God does not change. The Lord thy God changes not. He doesn't say, whoa, end times. Oh, Jesus, check the calendar. Are we at the day? Like, all right, that's it. Pull the spirit back. Let everybody go to hell. Like, come on, bring on the Antichrist.
Show me where that's at.
Empower him. Like, it is so erroneous and ignorant for people to believe this stuff. And they just buy the books. They'll keep buying the books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in Matthew 24, when Jesus was talking about the end times, it is a glorious read. Mm-hmm. You know, I challenge everyone out there that is trying to figure out this end time stuff. Read Matthew chapter 24 in the Passion Translation. It is absolutely beautiful.
Amen.
Like literally the Lord is, let me think of it. Let's say this, whether people are trying to figure out whether we're in the end times or not. God bless you. It says that there would be war. Jesus said there'd be wars and rumors of wars. Can you think of any other time in human history that you could have a war and or a rumor of a war that the whole world would know about? Like we live in the internet age, the information age. Yeah. This is the only time in human history that you could hear about rumors of wars. You couldn't hear about rumors of wars in 1500s.
That's right. That's right.
There was no way. I mean, it took 3 months to get information from a newspaper in New York to LA. This is the only time in human history that wars, rumors of wars, that some of these things, like Jesus was specifically talking about these kind of times. And he said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
The whole thing was all based on, hey, I'm letting you know how the world's going to be. They're going to be super stupid, really, really jacked up. And I give you no permission to be jacked up and stupid and fearful. Amen. You fear not.
Amen.
And that's the part that I do not see the body of Christ. Like it's like it's completely eluded them. Wait a minute. Fear not. Fear. Don't fear the end time.
But fear is
Lord,
so
how dare you say that? Don't you know how terrible it's going to be? Yeah, you're right. God has no idea what's going to happen.
That's what gets me.
Right. No idea. And for him to tell us to fear not, he's just being a big, mean ogre. And how dare him say that?
I actually had a pastor get offended at me when I was preaching several months back, probably before the pandemic. But, you know, I said something along the lines of what you just said, where, you know, and this happens and it's like, God, why? I said, when this happened to you, it's like, oh, God, Jesus, did you know this was going to happen? What, like this took us completely by surprise. We don't have any, we don't have anything. How are we going to combat this?
Yeah. Right.
No.
Right.
God is like, allow it to happen because something's good going to come out of it. You know?
And the thing is that, most people are so scripturally, illiterate and unaware of some of the most simplest, biblical doctrines. You know, I was just reading before I talked to you, I was just reading in Acts chapter 13 when Paul, this is when Paul went from Saul to Paul. So, I mean, it was like way, way early on Paul, like one of the first things that was annotated in all of scriptures that he did ministerially was he went and confronted, Bar-Jesus, which is Elimaeus, the false prophet. And one of the first things that Paul ever did in all of scripture, the apostle of grace, The one who wrote the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. The one who wrote Romans chapter 8. What shall separate us from the love of God? Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave me. Like, this is the love, grace guy of all the apostles. And the first thing that he did in Acts chapter 13, when Elimaeus or Bar Jesus was doing all his stupid antichrist false prophecy stuff, as he said, and it said that the scriptures say that he was filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he set his eyes on Bar, and he says, "Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, a child of the devil, enemy of righteousness." And how will you not stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? And now I pronounce over you that that you're going to be blind, and there's going to be a dark and a mist over him. And it was like immediately. This is Paul. This is basically the introduction to Paul. Hey, everybody, welcome to Christianity. Let me tell you about my good friend Paul. First thing Paul did was curse somebody that was honestly acting outside of the scriptures. And now we have when people are being wrong, when people are
prophesying, true men of love.
We just need to love our neighbor. Yeah. It's not your job to judge another person. It's not your job to sit and judge the prophecies. You know, just leave that for someone way more anointed than you. God will make everything work out in the end. He'll work everything together one day in the sweet by and by. Like, no, Paul was like, hey, wait a minute. It's a false prophet. And he's doing evil things, and he's causing damage to the body of Christ. You just need to go blind, you son of Satan.
Amen.
Imagine anybody coming out in the body of Christ and walking in somewhere. You son of Satan, full of all deceit and mischief. I command you to go blind.
I can see him going into a church nowadays and be like, no cursing people that are filled with Satan in here.
Now. Right.
You know, because some of these guys are tithers, and we need all the money we can get to survive.
I literally just heard a testimony from another minister that they were ministering to a person that they said the Lord revealed to them that this person had 7 demons. And so they were casting these demons out of this person, and they cast 6 of the 7 demons out. And when they were getting to the 7th one, they said, the Lord said, don't leave the 7th demon, because if you cast all 7 out and the person isn't right with God, then all 7 will get 7 more that were more wicked, and that person will have 49 demons. So you leave the 7th demon, because leaving one demon in this person is okay until they get their heart right or their lives right or whatever. This is from another minister, bro.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
That whole deliverance ministry stuff is so... Don't get me off track.
you cast them all out and then fill them with the Holy Spirit.
when did the Lord... this is what happens when we just get to invent our own way. Like, we go to the Lord, we say, hey, thanks for starting everything. You know, thanks for getting us all kicked off. Now we'll just go burn our Bibles and go do our own version of Christianity, our own version of the kingdom. You know, thanks for getting us started. You know, we'll take it from here, Lord. You can just go back up on your throne, sit down. We got it. We'll handle it. Like, it's his kingdom.
Yeah.
It's the king's kingdom.
He's the king. We serve the king. Amen. Amen.
King means king.
And that just goes back to what Jesus said. You know, the path is narrow and there are few that will find the way. But, you know, the path that leads to destruction is open and wide. There's a lot of people walking down that highway. You know,
and
I think we can see the path our leaders are leading us down. But that just means that true spiritual leaders, such as yourself and others, going against the grain. You know, because if you're like in New York City or something, the mob's going this way, and you're trying to go the opposite direction, you're fighting your way through the mass. You know, and that's what we have to do. We have to fight to stay on that straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. And that's.
And Second Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that we are supposed to be ambassadors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And an ambassador doesn't get to do what they want to do. I'm representing. If I'm an ambassador to Chile, that means I take America. I take what my commander in chief wants done, what the policies of my country are, what the doctrines and the dictates of my country are. And I go to Chile and I say, hey, I'm representing my country. You know, how can we, how can we get along? How can we get a treaty? How can we do trading? How can we, I don't become a Chilean.
Right. Amen.
And that,
amen.
All of us that are born again, we are ambassadors from another country, from another nation, from another kingdom, and we have a king. Amen. I don't get to do what Steve wants to do.
That's right.
I don't get to wake up tomorrow and say, well, what do I want to do? I don't know. Do I got enough money to, you know, go travel the world and hang out? Or, you know, should I work another 5 years until I get my pension? Or, you know, like, I don't get to wake up tomorrow and decide what I want to do. I have been bought with a price. My body is not my own. I have been bought with a price. That price is the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So tomorrow morning, I'm going to check with the one who bought me. I'm going to check with my commander in chief, my king. Amen. I'm going to say, what are we doing today in your kingdom? How do I operate today as an ambassador? Amen. And then he lets me know.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, Steve, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, we're all out of time for today. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe get some additional information on your ministry or your church, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yep. So our church is Beloved Church, Illinois. Illinois is all spelled out I-L-L-I-N-O-I-S. So belovedchurchillinois.com. The best way to get some of this information is to subscribe to the Beloved Church YouTube channel, which is Beloved Church Media on YouTube. And so subscribe to our channel and you'll get a lot of these crazy kind of messages that I'm talking about just like today. For me personally, my personal ministry is stevecassell.com, and Castle is C-A-S-S-E-L-L, stevecassell.com. That will keep you engaged in the fight, because my fight against the government has not ceased. In fact, it's picking up more and more steam. And another thing I do is I send out for free to any person that asks, I send out for free pocket constitutions so that people will know and understand their rights. Amen. And if you believe that a Christian patriot is an important aspect of America, then I would encourage you to partner with me and help and support me to provide these pocket constitutions to people all over the nation, actually all over the world. I've sent them to other countries. And I remember I thought about it, like when I got requests from other countries, I'm like, what are you going to do with the U.S. Constitution? Then I'm like, hey, maybe one of these constitutions will get into one of these awkward countries and they'll completely rewrite their constitution. So amen. I've been sending them literally all over the world. So anybody that wants to help me support me getting these pocket constitutions into people's hands all over the world, I would be honored to do that. And so there's a lot of ways to get in contact with us. Give us your email and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Folks, I'll put all that in the links down below, Steve. But folks, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of staying true to the Word of God. I mean, true to those who are actually leading the fight against tyranny and the destruction of this nation. You know, we are formed as a Christian nation by our forefathers under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, founded on the Word of God. But a nation that's rapidly devolving into a horde of satanic worshipers from the office of president on down. Very few are speaking out against the immorality that's taking place, and even fewer are doing anything about it. I encourage you to get in touch with Pastor Steve. Ask your questions. Sign up for his resources. Stay in touch with him, because he is the, back in the military parlance, he's the tip of the spear. Amen? And I've known him for years, and what you heard and seen today, that's the way he's always been. He has not changed one bit from when both of us had better hair. But
mine was darker a few years ago.
I had some back then. But anyway, Pastor Steve, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to catch up with us and everything that's going on with you and your church. And I just want to encourage you to keep up the good fight of faith, brother. I look forward to having you back on again.
Amen. I'm honored to be here with you, Robert. I'm so grateful for for everything you guys are doing in the ministry that you have, and that you give us an opportunity to be on there. Seven days a week. So thank you so much for that. We're super honored by that. And you're obviously a part of what the Father's trying to accomplish in our nation right now today. So you keep it up as well. So thank you for all of your gracious words. And I bless you back sevenfold more in Jesus' name.
I appreciate it. Well, I bless you seven times. That's seven times.
I'll take it.
Amen, folks. That's all the time we have for today. For Pastor Steve Castle, myself, this is Pastor Bob Romani. Be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.